It's been a roller coaster week for grain prices. Before the release of the WASDE report, prices were up significantly. Joining us now for perspective is our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. And Kim, kind of recap what we've seen the past few days.
Well, there was a big surprise Tuesday with corn prices up the limit 40 cents, wheat prices up 44 cents, soybean prices up 54 cents, right in front of the WASDE report, that World Agriculture Supply and Demand report that was released on Wednesday morning. It's very unusual for you to have either a significant up move or down move right in front of that report.
And then once it was released, really what kind of impact did it have on the markets?
Well, if you look at that report, I think there was some surprises in it. The corn production was, the USDA estimate was 38 million bushels below the average of the trade estimate. Soybeans was 21 million bushels below. If you look at ending stocks, the corn was 60 million bushels above the trade estimate for ending stocks. Soybeans was 23 million bushels below, and wheat was 104 million bushels above the trade's expectation. So you had marginally negative for corn, kind of positive for beans, and really negative for wheat.
And as you mentioned, the wheat price dropped. I take it there are really adequate supplies right now?
Oh yeah, there's more than adequate supplies. You talk about the prices dropping. You had small drops on Wednesday right after the report. Wheat down much stronger than beans and corn, but on Thursday they tend to follow them down. You look at the supplies, the world on wheat stocks, they increased world ending stocks 286 million bushels. Up to 7.4 billion compared to a 6.6 billion bushel average for the world. So U.S. ending stocks up to 837 million bushels. Remember, it used to be down around 670 versus a 730 million bushel average. So I think there's more than adequate wheat stocks in the world, and I believe there's also adequate grain stocks.
Okay, and back here at home, of course, we're talking about these rains that we've seen in Oklahoma the past week or so, and we've talked with producers trying to get the wheat crop in and really get a crop. Do you think that the 2012 crop is going to get planted here?
Oh, I think this rain we got is going to help us get that done. Of course, it's still dry in some parts of western Oklahoma and the Panhandle, but I think it'll get in. I think I've talked to some producers that dusted it in. You know, there are problems with weeds and volunteer wheat with that crop.
Okay, but at least we got some rain. And finally, your wheat price projections?
I think we're possibly looking at slightly lower prices, plus or minus a dollar from where we are now.
Okay. Good analysis as always, Kim. We'll see you next week. Thank you.